Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for
Issues of Today.
Coming to you live. Here he is,
your host, Taj Longino.
Hey, welcome to today's show. What's going on, everybody? Hey, got some stuff we need to get through today. But first, thank everybody for calling into the show. We're a little behind on time today. Barely made it, but I'm here. You know, new voice of the people, Taj Longino. Today's issue is the murder rate that's here in my hometown, my local city, here in Naptown, you know, Indianapolis, Indiana. We had, I think it was 8 murders in the past week. And we want to know what the IMPD is doing about it, what the city officials are doing about it to kind of clean up the streets. You know, it's a lot of killing going on. They, you know, they're more concerned with speed tickets and stuff like that versus, you know, really out here trying to crack down on people who's really doing serious crimes, who's murdering and things of that nature. So before we get into all that, you know what to do, though. If you want to call into the show, give me your comment, your question about what's going on in the city, 347-326-9697. First, like always, get into the song of the day. Song of the day is 50 Cent, What Up Gangsta, right here on Issues of Today. Today, the news, we had a witness that was giving some testimony against, you know, some certain criminal activity, and they found him. He was on the witness protection program, and they found him, and we now he's missing. You know, his mother got on the news saying that, you know, some people called her house the first time and made her hear her son over the phone screaming, and then called her back and told her, you know, you might want to get that dress ready for your son because he ain't going to be here. So that was supposedly, that's probably going to end up being a murder investigation. We had 8 murders in the past week prior to that, and just this morning, a man shot and killed the mother of his children on 34th and Sherman, and that was just this morning. So it's a lot of crime, a lot of stuff going on in the city. You know, it's warm outside. Every time it heats up, attitudes flare. You know, people, you know, acting a little more crazy. The sun is out and some good weather, but you know, I want to know what, you know, what PD gonna do about this. I know they've merged, and since the merger, I haven't really seen nothing spectacular going on with the police department. They still out harassing people. They still out giving, you know, they still out trying to rack up money on speeding tickets and seatbelt tickets and tickets for being black and tickets for being just walking wrong down the street, you know. But I don't see no results in no criminal activity. I don't see no results. You know, they doing big drug busts, and that's always good. You know, get to search stuff out the streets. But that's only here. That's only every other year. It's only one time a year when that really happens. That's not something continuous that, you know, that's bringing safeness to the community. So we want to know. I want to hear from everybody out there. If you, you know, if you live in the local, if you live in any, if you live in Naptown, call in 347-326-9697. You're giving your opinion on the IMPD since they merged. What do you think? Has, you know, has it been better? Has it gotten worse, or is it still the same? You know, what I mean, I ain't seen nothing, you know, progressive. And they're steadily, and crime is happening. Why? They put more officers on the street. They put more officers out on the streets, they say. But where's the results at? You know, when you had that murder that happened out on Hobie Street, where the two mothers and the babies got, you know, shot to death in their home. Supposedly, from what the news say, that, you know, the men were caught. But as a news reported, they reported later on that they was probably supposedly getting released due to lack of evidence and nobody wanting to tell. I mean, what's really going on out there? You know, how are we going to, you know, stop the madness? When's it all going to end? When are people going to start finally waking up and understanding that the situation that they put themselves and their family in, that is not healthy? It's not going to, you know, it's not going to sustain for long periods of time. You're going to bring about drama. You're going to bring about violence. You're going to bring about a situation that's out of your control because you're not making, you know, you're not making good decisions out there. And you know, the police really don't, if it ain't their problem, they're not worried about it. You know, I was joking with a friend last week about this. If, you know, years ago, back in like in the 90s, when you used to see a IPD car, on the back of that car, it would say, to protect and serve the community. You look at them IMPD cars now, and you won't see that. Because to me, you know, they do their job. Not all cops are bad. You know, not all cops are bad. There are some good cops out there. There are some detectives out there who really care about the people and really take care of every case. No case gets past them without really looking into it, trying to find out who did it. But for the majority who just care about, you know, it's just another murder or it's just another robbery, all right, we'll do our little investigation. They don't really take the time out to really take care of the people. People don't trust police, and there's a reason for that. There's a reason why the people are not trusting the police, and they're taking matters into their own hand because the police ain't to be trusted. You know, how can you trust police when they're the ones out here getting arrested for selling guns? How can you trust the police when they're the ones out here, you know, selling drugs and stealing money from people inside their homes when they doing home invasions? You know, how can you trust the police? How are you supposed to even be able to call 911 with confidence, knowing that, you know, you can call the police and they'll come to your rescue when they the ones out doing wrong, when they the ones out there doing dirt? You know, I pulled up the stat line from 2006. Find this stat line on Indianapolis.areaconnect.com. Area.com. All right, that's Indianapolis.area, areaconnect.com. All right, and this pretty much this. I tried to pull up some from 2008 this year, but the closest I can get was 2006. Okay, but just in 2006 alone, we had 140 murders, 549 rapes, 3,249 robberies, 3,751 aggravated assaults. Okay, that was violent crimes. Now, property crimes, we had 49,599. 11,734 of those were burglaries. 28,000 of them were thefts. And 8,936 of them were vehicle thefts. And 347 of them were arsons. Okay? So that lets you know we've been kind of busy. So I wasn't able to pull this up, and I was trying to find out of all these violent crimes, property crimes, violent crimes, murders, rapes, assaults, robberies, you know, auto thefts, and so forth. How many of these cases actually got solved? If there's somebody out there that can put in some input to this, call into the show and let me know. Holler at me. Talk to me. Because I really want to know how many of these crimes actually get solved. I couldn't find it on Google. Even after the show, I'm going to pull it up just to see if I can find out for myself, because I don't have stats right now for the show, but I want to really know who knows what the police is doing out there as far as solving crimes and making the community safe. Are they even investigating them? How many cold cases, how many unsolved murder cases have we got? How many open cases do we have? Are they even looking into them? Do they, run past a couple of witnesses, don't get that much information, or didn't they let it go? How do we know they really even looking into stuff? We don't. Only thing we know is what the news media tells us. But as we all know, they're not going to tell us everything. They're going to tell us what they want us to hear. They're going to tell us their version of the stories. But we all know the streets will tell you better. The news media is going to tell you what, the law enforcement tells them. The law enforcement is only going to tell you what they want you to know. They're never going to tell you the real. They're never going to tell you the real truth, because it's amazing how the news media, the law enforcement, and the people on the streets and the neighborhood all had different stories. And they all had different stories is because nobody wants to tell you the truth. We have to really, honestly, every time something happens in our neighborhood, in our community, in our neighborhood, we have to really be in the faces of the city, county building, of the IMPD, the sheriff, state police. We have to be in their face every day until we get the answers and the results that we want. And that's justice. Anytime somebody takes the life of our kids, or take the life of your spouse, or take the life of a friend of yours or a family member, if you really want that justice and not street justice where you take matters to your own hands, you go out there and you do the revenge thing. If you really want the justice from the court system, which, that's not always promising neither, but if that's what you want, then we have to be, every time, we all have to come together as a community and be in the faces of these city officials, of these individuals, and tell them that we're not going to continue to put up with y'all not taking the proper time and taking the proper care into the investigations of murders and rapes and kidnappings and so forth. Anytime you see that white person per se can get murdered or killed, they post it up on it. You see it all day on the news. You see it all, they're gonna talk about it to that person, the person who did the crime is caught. Everybody know that. May not want to say it, may not be right to say it, but it's true. I mean, it is what it is. But when one of us get killed, they run the story for a little bit, unless it's something real dramatic, they'll run the story, but then you'll never hear nothing else about it. You'll be walking around like a couple of weeks later, like, dang, what happened to that one story? Did they ever catch them guys? What happened to that? You'll never be able to go on their website and find nothing else about it. You'll never be able to search it and find anything else about it. It just fade away. Just like any other story that goes on in any urban community where there's been a violent crime committed, it's just another murder to them. So in order for us to be able to say, look, we're not going to keep putting up, we're not going to accept this no more, y'all going to do something about this. If enough people raise their voices, enough people cause enough stir, then we will get the results that we want, and the police will finally take, you know, responsibility for their actions. You know, they will definitely start looking into crimes committed in our community more seriously than what they do. You know, but if we don't do anything about it, if we won't step up to the plate, they're just going to continue to have the attitude that they have. And if anybody don't agree with me, anybody got something they want to add to that, you know, call into the show like always, man. I know today I didn't get a chance to, I was not on top of my game today. I didn't get the email blast out to everybody. I didn't, you know, get out the promotion for this show. So a lot of people may not know about it. But for any of those out there listening, if you got something to add to this, you in the local area, if you're not in the local area at all, you just want to call in, just give a comment. You know the number, 347-326-9697. The issue of the day is the recent rise in crime and murder in our city of Indianapolis. We have 8 deaths in the past week, and then we had 2 more today on top of that. So we're really trying to get a hold on what's going on. You can't stop crime. You can't, you know, you're always going to have that small bit of, you know, problem. You're never going to get rid of all the crime, but you can at least diminish it. You can at least, you know, keep the crime rate down to a minimum to where people feel somewhat safe. You know, it's so bad. It's getting to the point where it's so bad now to where people got to have privacy fences up. You know, you can't even let your let your kids out, you know, like you want to, and you know, because you're so afraid of, you know, child molesters and pedophiles and all that kind of stuff. It ain't even the same no more. People are more terrified than anything. But that's because of the news media. The news media make you terrified. The news media keeps on bringing you bad news. Bad news, bad news, bad news. You know. But all of that can be solved. You can't stop crime. Because somebody out there is going to want to rob. Somebody out there is going to want to kill. Somebody out there is going to do something wrong because it feels good to certain people to keep doing wrong. A lot of people don't want to do right. But we can, as a community, because we're already facing massive loss in our community with drugs, with violence, with now we, you know, suicides is starting to take us. So, and imprisonment. So we're gonna have to really, you know, this is just in my city. Ain't no telling what's going on in Cali. No telling what's going on in New York, Atlanta, North Carolina, you know, Florida. You know, over in Jamaica, you know, no telling what's going on in these other areas. That's just our area. So just imagine what's going on in any other cities where the crime rate is a lot higher. What's going on right now? You know, this is the other day, Talk Radio. You're with the voice of the people right now, Taj Longino, and we're talking about this murder. We're talking about the murder rate right now in Indianapolis, Indiana, and how it's festering. And it really, it hasn't even really hit the middle of, you know, a month in the summer yet, and we already got 8 murders already. You know, so what can we do about this? Well, what we can do is anytime there's a murder going on and it involves our community, we need to be downtown in the face. And I'm looking for, I'm searching and trying to find out who is the person down there to talk to about the crime that's in our community, because I'm going to start going down there, because you have to start with a voice. Somebody down there has got to speak up, or they're just going to keep letting these murders happen. They ain't going to really solve nothing. They can tell you all day on the news they're investigating it, but we ain't seen no proof. We ain't seen no evidence that anything is being done in our community, you know, when it comes to these string of murders. Okay, so we all got to do our part, and we all got to come here. I know a lot of people don't say, well, I'm not reporting anything that I see, because snitching and, you know, get done up. Matter of fact, I just said earlier in the show that somebody who was incarcerated gave away some information, and now, you know, I guess their parent guy said he might have said some things about to the police, came and got him. Well, this is not necessarily the same thing. This is a community effort of people wanting crime out of their neighborhood. Okay, and if you want crime out of your neighborhood, if you want things to get better, well, then we all have to step up and do our part. Yeah, it's risky, but, you know, hey, it's either you take the risk and take a chance and depend on faith, rely on faith to get you through it, Or you can continue letting them things happen, and then we'll continue losing our brothers, we'll continue losing our sisters, and we'll continue losing to drugs, violence, imprisonment, all the wrong things. You know, it's one of two choices. We can be part of the problem, we can be part of the solution. But I know we got the Expo coming up, we got the Classic coming up, we got the State Fair coming up, we got events that normally something always happens. At the club, somebody gets killed, or just being out riding around on 38th Street, you know, saying downtown at the Monument Circle, something always go down. It never fails, every year. Every year. And a number of us get sent to jail every year, it never fails. So if we want peace in our streets, we got to learn how to handle situations better and watch out what we're doing, because people are playing for keeps. People don't care. They're heartless. They're cold. The streets is cold, and ain't nobody, don't nobody even, you know, second thought or talking it out. It's not working. Okay? So in order for us to get a grip and a handle on it before it really gets out of control to where won't nobody be able to do nothing, where law enforcement won't even be able to help, then we're going to have to watch how we do things day in and day out, sun up to sundown. Watch the people that we're around. Watch the people that our kids are around. Watch our environments. Watch how we carry ourselves, because if not, we're just gonna, this is going to be a continuing thing, continuing trend, and it's never going to stop. All right, Issues of the Day Talk Radio. You know what I mean? Call into the show, 347-326-9697. We're talking about this current rapid murder rate. The past week didn't happen. Indianapolis, Indiana, I know a couple months ago, Chicago witnessed the same type of crime rate, but their number was dramatic. It had a dramatic increase. Within one weekend, it was like 30, 33 people in one weekend being shot. I'm not sure how many of those people actually died, but I know it was over 30 people in a state that don't even allow guns. You know what I mean? A city that doesn't even allow weapons. It is totally illegal to even carry a gun in the city of Chicago, but over 30 people get killed in one weekend. Hold on just a second. We got a caller.
Not sure how many of
them. All right, thanks for calling into the show. What's your question or comment?
My comment is that, have you noticed that every time there's a big drug bust, which there has been one that has not been really on TV and publicized a lot, that there with a drug bust there comes a lot of death?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the problem.
It's
the head.
I believe totally that it is. Like I, you know, it's like I said, it's Carnita, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a certain amount of crime, regardless. But my problem is with the local law enforcement. They don't take enough time to solve crimes. I don't think they necessarily care. They would never let us know it physically on TV or one-on-one. We go down there and talk to them. But when you close that door, you have somebody in there, you will know just by their actions and how they conduct business. They're not necessarily concerned unless it's a child involved or a mother involved. Like the murder that happened today on 34th and Sherman, where the man shot and killed the mother right in front of her kids. You know, that's when they get involved. When but if it has something to do with black males, you don't hear nothing about it. You know.
No, you don't hear anything about it. And I mean, look at the police department. We've had 5 police in the last, 2 weeks be arrested.
Yeah.
Four of them were black?
Yeah. You know,
so,
guns,
I mean,
drugs. And how can
yeah.
you, and that's why I was just saying, how can you even trust the police when they out there doing dirt?
So if you are somebody that's ready to get out the game, or you know somebody who killed somebody, are you going to go to the police and tell them? Hell, they might be the ones who didn't kill them.
Exactly.
Or
Vigilante
it might be the ones who put the hit out.
Vigilante Kyle, I read a story last week, and I was going to talk about this on the show, but I went to other topics. It was an 18-year-old man in New York. He actually was in Jersey, I believe, and he car accident, he hit a police officer and killed him. Well, he didn't even get, no, but I think they killed him that same night. They killed that young 18-year-old boy that same night in the holding cell. He was found dead, strangled and beat.
I read on that.
Strangling
but what I called in to tell you was the breaking news. Did you hear about Jesse Jackson?
No.
Jesse Jackson made some, I know we don't have that long, comments about Obama. Now, Jesse Jackson is supposed to be one of our biggest supporters in the black community, one of our biggest leaders. Mm-hmm. And here he is talking about a black president that Obama was down in the black family because he was saying that men, he didn't put a color on it. He said men, even if you can't be a father to your kids, you know, and at least pay child support and be there as much as you can if you're not in the same house.
That's telling the truth.
And Jesse Jackson said that he wished he could cut Obama's nuts off.
That's because Jesse ain't paying the child support itself.
Who has an illegitimate child?
Exactly. So people need to remember that story when he wasn't even paying child support himself and he was behind.
I'm sorry for to cut you off, but I want her to get this in there before I forget it all, because it's in the front and it go to the back.
Okay.
Who criticized Jesse Jackson the most? Jesse Jackson Jr. He said that Jesse Jackson Sr. needed to put his personal issues behind him. And if, you know, anybody want to check the story, it's on CNN.com. It's on all the major networks because, you know, they're not going to let this go. That he needed to put his personal opinions aside, and we needed to work together as a people to try to get Obama in, not only as black people, but as American people. Now, this quote came from Jesse Jackson Jr. to Jesse Jackson Sr. What I want to say is pretty much whooped his daddy's butt in the media.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now on CNN.com, and it says a developing story updated 25 minutes ago. Jackson apologizes for a remark about Obama. You can't apologize for certain things.
You cannot apologize. I mean, come on. You just said you wanted to cut the man's nuts off because he's down in black families. But he didn't say a black family. People fail to realize there's single white mothers out here, just like they're single black mothers.
Yeah.
May have a black father, but they are single. They're still single white black mothers. And Obama himself was raised by a white single mother, single parent mother. So we need to squash all this black, white, purple, green. Everybody is Americans. That we need to. If you want to change, you're going to change the country, not the people. We're going to change a whole country, because if we keep separating it, we're going to have blacks on this side in the United States, whites on one side, Latinos on one side, Koreans, Chinese, Japanese on another side. Where are we going to get? Jesse Jackson comment going to bring the price of oil down? Is it going to keep somebody from going into foreclosure?
No.
So if he want to do something, if he want to get out there and march on the line, that's what he needs to march about. Not a black man who's trying to become president, because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get black voters to not acknowledge or represent Obama.
That ain't gonna happen. You know that ain't gonna happen. When I'm actually gonna probably have a segment about that. We only got like 50 some seconds left. Carnell, I appreciate you calling in. We're gonna probably do something. We're gonna definitely do something about this show more likely tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and set this on up. But I want to thanks for calling in. Everybody else, I want to thank you for listening. Always know, stay tuned tomorrow night, 8 o'clock p.m. And like I always say, love each other. You expect to be loved. God bless, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.